Giovanni, anche
Ma
Giovanni.
che quindi è scherzo lui che lì guarda
Go to where? Why are the boats not dangerous?
forse la come it's not as dangerous.
Oh, you're done already. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Both to Cyprus.
Cyprus to where? London?
Cyprus. Oh, yeah.
Can't. Let's take a go next. You're welcome. You see, you got here without a test. You're clever. See, I guess you'll do what I want. Just by thinking about it, putting it out in the universe.
There's a way that came across. I didn't realize. I have to keep it quiet. I have things.
It's on the camera.
I spoke to Netanyahu. He asked me to please not spread it. I told him I'm not good with keeping information. Don't tell me too much. Because I'm not telling you a lot, but you're just telling me big things to come. Ask me not to reveal anything. What I do. Second, let's start about. Who's the I before E except at the C? Yeshiva this morning, we sat down.
Good. You said the Marquesa sipped him also?
Probably would have said here. If the world was here, this would be done.
I don't
No?
know. Whatever it is. Why would those say film of Mary Chavez?
No.
Interesting.
What is going on? How come I can't get this thing done?
Because you don't have any pizza.
You're right, I'm starting to think that.
It's a problem.
No, okay. No problem. Let's start again. There we go. Tascam.
Think I got it. Maybe not. Here we go. Okay, Chevron. I go to Vach. I said to him today in the afternoon, before the shir. What?
And did the share go well?
I wasn't saying for the shir, I was
It
saying
wasn't
if.
for the share.
But we're not going to stand for chutzpah over here in the shir, so if you can't.
You
Maybe
can't
you should
stelt
go back.
Sue.
Maybe you should go back out and come in like a mensch.
stelt Sue.
Today's shiur is sponsored for Shalem Mechanic Kelebas Etel Armin Yehudas Yudas Slam Ben Vicky and Yakshu Mechanic Chaim Sub Chai Reza Chai Rochel Bas Pesh Reza Esther Bas Chai Yafa and Shulman Devoyer Chai Tobas Penina Blum Bas Chai Rochel and Bumi's mother Esther Chai Bas Devoyer is in the hospital and he's doing very well, Baruch Hashem, Shmayob and Ami Zisel, he's doing very well. He woke up on Friday and he's eating, he's talking. Graneman and son.
When was the Graneman
He
son?
was hit by a car on his scooter on Wednesday.
Over County Line
His
or
scooter's a
local?
disaster.
On County Line or local? What would
On
it be?
Route 88 in New Hampshire.
Jesus, that's like a really fun place.
Yeah. In big bad shape. I mean, he had two surgery on both his legs,
Good.
both his bones are broken, had messed up his face a little bit. But I mean,
How old is the kid? 13 or
13, but he
14?
was talking on Friday. He ate already. Baruch
Good.
Hashem, his mom's a miracle. Miracle.
Wow. How's Lumenfels' father?
His father went back to the hospital and hop. I don't know what happened. I have to ask him. I don't know. I don't
He was
remember
off.
who this.
He was also
He's
doing
doing a
it.
little better,
They
yeah.
brought him back from Israel and
I
everything.
think that they're trying to take the trach out now.
He's human? What happened? I didn't even know.
His father had a massive stroke in his
He
shul.
was in Israel. Then they brought him back. How did they even get him back here? They took a
You know
private
they
plane. How
got
did they
you
do
know
it?
they got him back?
No, that's what it is. How did they get him
Before
back?
he left, Ellie told his father, "You're not going. You're not going. You're sick. You're just in the hospital. Heart condition, missing. He has amputation. You're not going. You're not well. I'm going. Leave me
Wanted to
alone.
go for a wedding
I'm
or
going.
something.
I'm going. I'm going. Leave me alone." Mice. He said, "Okay, you're going. I'm buying your insurance." Nah, me shiggy, waste your money. Cost $50. You know what I'm
saying?
That saved them.
No,
it's not a day.
No,
not a day.
Very cheap.
Very cheap.
I thought it was $50 a day.
$50. $50. I bought it when I went to the show.
Really?
Yeah, he bought it. If you ever go to the show, buy it. Saved his whole family. Saved his father's life. Because how we get him to America? Cost $150,000 to get a guy to America.
How did he get him to America?
They didn't transpay for it.
But how?
Private plane.
They took a private plane.
Yeah.
Whose plane did they take?
It's very easy. This is my father thing over there. He's busy fighting insurance. I don't even know if they got money. But
whose plane did they take?
They have a medical plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's true they gave up on him. He brought him back to Colombia. Right. And over here, they
worked on him.
Whatever. He's up.
Yeah, he's up.
I'm saying it's a miracle. Yeah. Saying without the insurance, it's anyway.
Whatever happened with Tyne's sister?
The Kaisel Plaza remains closed this morning just after sunrise due to the security situation and the danger of incoming Iranian missiles.
This morning.
Let's wait. As we see the first rays of the sun.
This morning. Sunday morning.
That's Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. Sure.
No, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. No minion.
Officers davening by themselves.
So how did he get there? If it's closed, how did he get in?
Maybe he lives in Old City.
He lives in Old City.
So he was able to what? He's able
this is Rabbi Chanan Baron.
I don't know who that is.
Your friend, Rabbi Chanan's Talmud.
Who?
That's crazy. They're signing in Bat Yam. There's like 35 people that are unaccounted for.
Bat Yam is what? It's from people?
Sakhili, Bat Yam. Head of NASA's building. This guy Trump.
This is
he's got to get involved. He's got to get involved.
The whole thing is he's not involved. That's the whole reason why this worked off is because he's not involved.
We don't need him.
His hands off.
We need his bombers.
He's behind the scenes.
I don't want America to join. I want their bombers.
They are.
They're sending
we need their bombers, the B-52, but we need their bombers.
They have.
No. Israeli doesn't have
Israelis don't have the 30,000 ton bombers.
They don't have bombers. They only have fighter jets.
Fighter planes, which you can take like two pills.
Every fighter jet can carry two heavy bombs, and that's it. They have to send 30 planes to carry to
and,
do
and
with
they have to go back and
things.
Forth. It's a 4-hour trip.
No, they're setting up now in Iraq and in Syria.
Who?
Israel. Israel has the airspace of Iraq and Syria
now.
They
don't have an airbase, Dave.
They supposedly they're setting up something now. They're getting from America. I don't know, America has airbase there.
Not in Syria.
In Iraq. Okay, it's right there.
Nah, Iraq won't let.
But it's on the other side. Iraq is on the other side. Iraq is on the other side.
Okay.
They're not asking permission.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, they said that they own the airspace over Iran now.
Yeah,
they control the airspace. Well, they knocked all Iran's. Iran is out.
You don't have to go to Gaza. For Israel to go to Gaza takes 1 minute, 2 minutes. Yeah?
And even Lebanon is a few minutes.
Lebanon also. This takes 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think, no?
Lebanon gave a heads up to Iran in the middle of the night that Israel's coming towards you. Hezbollah gave, but Iran was sleeping. Schluffen. Geschluft.
They had the whole senior thing already in the bunker.
They got him out.
They have someone in Iran who got them there.
Yeah, okay, so they had
didn't
to have
help
everybody.
Salami. Maybe help the halami.
They got salami,
They got a lot of guys there.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. They have to bomb
difference.
All the oil fields. They shouldn't have any more oil left.
Why? Where's Israel going to get the oil from?
What?
Where's Israel going to get the oil from?
Iran?
Sure. When this is all done, what do you think? There's going to be a pipeline straight through Tel Aviv coming from Iran. Everybody's going to be in the backyard. Turn on the faucet, comes out.
They can change the regime.
Petrol.
Yes, exactly. Petrol.
Yeah. It might take 2 weeks till the
flights
will start resuming.
It's a big problem. So
but I was right. I made Chayzik me.
What did you say?
Americans went to Cyprus
by
boat, sailboat.
Yeah,
so. Who?
They went? How far is Cyprus?
I don't know. Maybe it's an hour, 2 hours. I don't know.
They went for Shabbos to Cyprus?
He's
stuck in Israel. He's stuck
in Cyprus. But they're
going
to fly him now from Cyprus to America. They're flying back to America.
Come take back to America? They're going
to
go back to America.
Yeah. Oh, he'll go by boat there to Israel?
Yeah,
he's going to London.
He is?
Not that Rebbe, they're not going to take him over there.
What's Gary Rebbe going to do? Rebbe going to do? Curious about.
He was on a private plane. But he was on a private plane. It's different.
Huh?
He was on a private plane. It's different. The Zero Rock was flying commercial.
He's in America. He's in America. Garab's here, right?
I know, but he was flying.
Doesn't matter. Nobody's flying with that show.
I understand, but it's easier to decide where you want to go when you're on your own schedule.
Yeah, no one's gone.
But you could decide where to go when you're on your own schedule. If you fly commercial,
he doesn't want
to
be in America.
Here,
he doesn't want to be in America.
Okay. Airport's closed. I understand that, but you have a choice of where you want to go.
David
Cohen's
here also. I know, but David Cohen wanted to be. They want
to go shop a ticket on LL.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The problem is not the ticket. The problem is they didn't want
to
be here.
Go.
By the way, United will not fly Israel until, I don't know, at least the Apple Suckers. I've seen that.
What about,
until they say how much money they're going to lose over Apple Suckers, LL is going to start raking it in, handle it. It's not going to work.
Unless Iran
will
be finished.
Tickets are going to be $1,500 until LL.
Let's go.
$1,500. What about Egypt?
Take that over also.
Egypt has an airport?
Yeah, sure.
So maybe we get Egypt's airport open up. We'll open a Ben Gurion there.
Open Ben Gurion in Egypt.
Okay, let's go. I spoke to him on Friday. It was very brief. He told me he can't talk too long. He didn't have time. Well, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow again. I'll let you know what's going on.
I thought Judowitz is in charge of that.
Let me get that night. Judowitz was ice match all Shabbos. He didn't have information. He's going nuts.
He couldn't check this.
He's going nuts.
All the Arab chats.
He's going with sugar. Absolutely sugar. We're up to Mem Gimel and Bays. We didn't start yet. Yossi, we didn't start yet. I'm sorry. Let me get that night. So basically,
don't worry, there's no pizza.
So Shmuel had a chiddush. Shmuel said that if you're Maval a Mashkin, basically, if I lend Yerman money, we'll use names. I lend Yerman money, and I tell and Yerman says, I tell Yerman, listen, I don't know.
I'm going to be the Reuven that has all.
What are you going to do? I don't know. I want a Mashkin, so you give me a Mashkin, give me a gold watch. And I lose that gold watch. Aloha is even the gold watch is worth $20,000 and the loan was $40,000. You don't have to pay me back the loan. You could say, listen, I gave you the gold watch. I want that. It wasn't for payment. It was a deal basically that if I get back the gold watch, I'll give you the payment. You're not giving back the gold watch. Have a great day. So Gemara says, let me get that night. This is my colleague's tanoi. Mavas kabel mashkin, the avad mashkin, yishava the yitels ma'isov. So if somebody is malos chavayal mashkin and then he loses the mashkin, the halacha is yeshava v'yitolos ma'osov.
What's the shava? Shle pasha.
That he didn't right, and he takes the money. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So basically, you go collect the loan. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no. Yachul shi'em loy klum il v'sani elal mashkin. Avo da mashkin. Avo ma'osecho. Avo, Mara's going to bring the Ryan in a minute. Avo amalva. The Mara goes off on a side for a second. Avo amalva el v'zuz b'shtar v'niach mashkin yod. The Dibakol avo da mashkin avo da ma'osov. Over there, the reason is because when I'm malva with a shtar, so the shtar is the raya. What do you give a mashkin for? You have a shtar. So elamai. The reason I'm getting mashkin is clearly indicating that if it gets lost, you're not paying. So over there, everybody will agree to this halacha. So Gemara goes back now. What's the raya? Echidami. Either shavi shir zuzi. If this mashkin is worth $1,000, like the loan is, my time Rabbi Eliezer. It should be instead of the mashkin, instead of the loan. Ella, but lo shavi shir zuzi. It's only worth $500. Over the shmul kamifikli, and that's the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says you don't hold the shmul, and he says you do hold the shmul, and you lose the loan. So Gemara says loy, but lo shavi kulam less the shmul. Everybody agrees if it's not worth the amount of the mashkin. Everybody agrees. That you don't go with Shmuel's halacha. But the shavi shir zuzi, what's the machlek is over here? Nothing to do with Shmuel, but the shavi shir zuzi, uch vichder vidder ab Yitzchak, kamifli. What's Rabbi Yitzchak? The Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin about chayiv is kainah mashkin. How do you know about chayiv is kainah mashkin? Because it says in the Torah, it says, hashiv tashiv lois avoid kvar Hashem, shachah besal masai, uveirechacha, veirechacha, I thought it was veirachacha. I don't know. Okay. Sounds off. Anyway, that's not the point here. Okay, like he's saying. So there's a pasuk there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it's messed up. What's the tzedakah? If you're not kind of what is Torah called tzedakah? Must be a kind of mashkin. So lame the abuse of Tanoihi. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not kind of mashkin. I mean, since you're not kind of mashkin, so you don't use a payment. The other one that holds that no, you're kind of the mashkin. That is your payment. It's yours. The Tisbara, frating Gemara, Eimadam Rabbi Yitzchak Shemashkan Rishlo B'Shas Havah. That's only if you took the loan, not when you lend it. You took the mashgiach, not when you borrow. Basically, I lend a guy money, and then I go to get payment, and the guy says, listen, I feel terrible. I don't have payment. I'll give you my pillow. Here's my pillow. Take my pillow. Now, at that point, the Torah is saying...
The procedure of a mashgiach is usually take a b'shas of
no, so that's what he's saying. You'll see him, he brings a raya. And what and Rashi says that it's clear that that's the vort because the Torah says it says over there in the pasuk chutz tamid ve'ish v'amar ma'az shleich bezdin. So we're handling that it was shleib b'shas avo, and that's the chotzi tzedaka. Pshat is you didn't have money to pay. You didn't have money. All the sirens don't sound right. So the kids are. You didn't have money to pay, so you gave me a pillow. And on that, the Torah says, at night, give him back his pillow, even though he gave it to you as payment, but give back to him so that he should have a pillow. That's the tzedakah. But how do you know, b'shas halva, what a mashkin is? V'alcha mashkin b'shas halva say, u'v'shayim, so what's the machlokes? U'v'shayim ha'aveda, come ifilgi. Deitmar, shayim ha'aveda, rabba omar, k'shem mechinam. V'rav Yosef omar, Kishem Misachar, dummy. What is this Shem Misachar? So basically, this is Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. This is a big sugya in Adarim, but Bakama, we have this a lot of places. That basically, if I pick up an Aveda, in that time that I'm busy with the Aveda, not the whole time, but the time I'm busy with Aveda, I'm putter, and an Ani comes along, a poor guy comes knocking on my door, I'm putter to give money to the Ani. So Mele, by he I know, and that I know, that I don't have to give the prud the ani, I'm being makabed to be a shem esachar. That's Rabbi Yosef holds. The other man that holds, no, you're a shem echinam. What's an afkamina? Afkamina is if you're chayv gnev aveda. If you're a shem echinam, you're potter gnev aveda. If you're a shem esachar, you're chayv gnev aveda. So we're saying that this machloikis is similar to shem aveda. A mashkin and shem aveda both have ano. A mashkin also has ano. So lema the Rabbi Yosef tanoi. So Gemara says loy. And Rabbi Lez holds that you're kaina, and he holds you're not kaina. Yeshem is chino, Hashem is acha. So what's the law? Yeshem aveda kulam islu. Rabbi Yosef. Yeshem aveda yeah. But acha milvut tzarich mashkin mifli. Oh, we're talking about the malva is using the mashkin, and mele at that point where he's using the mashkin, he's the dog. Let's say I give you a mashkin, a lawnmower. You want to use it? So I tell you, you could use it. Deduct from the loan. Lawnmower is $25 an hour to rent from Home Depot. So if you want to use it, 2 hours, $50. You owe me $300. Now you only owe me $250. At that point. It can't be that he has he's not like a Nasa Miskavin because he's using for his own use. And that would be the Machloikas. Ma'asav a mitzvah kavin. The ma'asav la mitzvah kavin. At that point, there's no more mitzvah. Everything was for your own anah because you're using the law more. So, Gemara says, let me get to know you. This is Machloikas. My mom is Kavala Mashkin, and Nichols is Shemitah. And I was saying a new concept. Basically, the halacha is that if I lend you money, it's 2 years before Shemitah, I lend you $100,000. Shemitah comes, wipes out the loan, have a good day. That's what Prozbul is meant for. But if you know Prozbul, you're off the hook. So what happens if I lend you money and you give me a mashkin? Now, v'nichnas Shemitah. So I'll be she'en eshova, el apalga, even though the mashkin is only worth $25,000, it's not a $50,000. But ein ha'mesham, the halacha is, ein ha'meshamet. We'll see. Divrei Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Nosheimer, imayim mashkani k'neged choyvo, if it was worth $100,000 like the loan, ein ha'meshamet. Vim lav, it's meshamet.
What, the whole thing? Or just
the whole, we'll see, problem? We'll see. What are we talking about over here? So Gemara says, my ain't in a shamet to come into Tanakama, which is Shemim Gamliel. What is this? Ilem Kenegdoi, for what it's worth. Let's say the loan was $1,000 and this thing's worth $500. Mechal de Bidon Asava, Kenegdoi na meshamet. No matter, even the whole thing. Ela my tov mashkin. What's the point of a mashkin then? Ela lav, Kenegdoi kuloi. Over the Shmuel Kamivik, that's a machoikas. If a mashkin is a deal breaker, give me back the mashkin, I'll pay you. If not, I don't have to pay you. Or no. Loi, 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 I'm connected. Welcome, Ifli. Tanakam Asaba, connected. Which means only connected the loan amount, the rest is Mashamat. If you don't know Asaba, connected not Mashamat. Even the part of the that's $500, that's also Mashamat. Ka'amrit, so my tough, so we had a good question. My tov is the mashkin. What's the point of the mashkin? It's a current or a mom. That's just to remember that you owe me the money. It's like a shtar, basically. It acts as a shtar. Hadlok shuos adyanim.
But now, when
hadlok shuos adyanim, hadlok shuos adyanim.
shamit, but he's holding on to the watch. After Shemitah, when the other guy's going to want it, he's going to have to watch as if you got paid. Oh, so the watch is going to be
he's as if you paid. Got paid.
Okay, so he's got to keep the watch. No, because Shemitah's Mishamat to hold on.
Unless you.
Right. Shemitah's Mishamat to hold on.
According to Madame holds this, that Shemitah is not Mishamat to hold on, only half.
According to Madame Shemitah's Mishamat to hold on, and I'm holding the watch.
No, nobody holds Mishamat to hold on.
That's what he's saying.
No, only half. That's what he's saying. Connectoy.
Connectoy
means only.
Right, the whole thing. So I'm holding a watch.
No, it means if you do hold that it's as if you didn't collect anything.
No, it's like the whole loan is gone.
Right, because it's as if you didn't collect anything because the mashkin is only for Zakaran Ba'ama.
Good.
So now this
watch.
You have to give it back to the guy.
Very good. So
yeah, of course.
Because
it's only Zakaran Ba'ama.
Good. So I have to be the one that has to be Tevea and Bezdin to get his watch back? What's
no, it's Pashya has to give it back.
Why is it?
Because Zon Zakaran Ba'ama. Wasn't for payment.
Now
there's no Malone, so no more Zakaran.
So no more Zakaran. But he has to take me to Bezin to get the watch back.
The halacha is to give it back. I mean, we're not talking about Avarian over here. We're talking about guys who.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Not talking about Bava. We're talking about guys following halacha.
Because he's Meshamet alone. He's willing to be Meshamet alone for this.
That's the halacha. It's Meshamet. I owe you no more money, and here's your watch back. Have a good day.
He doesn't owe me any good. He loses everything.
You're right. You're right. But that's the halacha.
That's
a Behuda. Yeah. That's a Okay, now we're starting a new Mishnah. Mishnah goes all the way till Mem Hayam and Aleph. It's a big Mishnah. So it's the second to last parak. The last parak is only one blot. We're finishing on Thursday. Seem is next Sunday because Thursday I have a wedding. So Kol Nishbon
Shabbatayro. Where's the pizza for tonight? For the parak?
No, we'll do it at the end of the end of the
parak.
Yeah. What are you, gonna, you wanna go get it?
No. You're supposed to text me.
I know, I didn't. I'm busy with the news and the stroll. I can't focus on pizza right now.
In the new
dining room. A guy says I can't have it twice in the same place. I said it doesn't look the same. It's changed. I changed it.
In your house?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Come by. Let's see the dining room. It's coming to buy us.
I'll at least have to come for that, right?
Yeah.
The pergola.
Pergola. Rugola.
And the glass room.
Yeah. Lama again. So basically like this. We have a situation. There's three Shavuos HaTorah. Only three. It's interesting. You think there's more, but there's three Shavuos HaTorah. What are they? One is Shavuot Maida Mikvas. It's a Shavuot that you pat to yourselves. Not Shavuos HaNoitlin. Shavuot Maida Mikvas. You have a Shavuot of...
No pizza?
See? I have the same problem. I have the same exact problem. And we just finished the parrot, and there's nothing
for
the parrot.
Nothing
for the parrot. Unbelievable.
Call Gladbite, see if we'll go in and you can make an order for us. I stopped bringing Nash because it's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous for who?
Sugar, these guys are getting older.
You can't treat them like kids.
I can't treat them like kids anymore. Also, you got to get the spritz. You get the spritz. You're not interested in this stuff.
Who's getting the spritz?
Everybody here is on the spritz.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Judowitz. That one's on the spritz. A few people.
That's it.
No, there's more than
your biggest eaters are on the spritz.
That one's on the spritz.
The oil.
One person on the spritz. No, there's more
than one. There's a few people on the spritz here.
It's very good. The spritz is amazing.
Anyway.
I didn't have a chance to open up my phone after Yossi, he's
slimming down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him there, like, what happened to half of him?
Also on the spritz.
Half of him is
the guy told me, only men admit that they're on the spritz. Ladies, all things you lose weight. How do you lose weight? Eating the right way. Yeah. Ladies don't, it's embarrassing to say that you're on the spritz.
But for the guys, it's a badge of honor. Oh, I'm taking it.
No, I'm on the spritz.
No, there are a lot of guys there are men who are like.
A guy asked me today if I'm on the spritz.
And what did you tell him for sure?
No, a guy came over to me like secretly, I said, boy, I didn't lose that much weight. I lost a few pounds. I'm saying, I need to lose another 10 pounds. But he says, you're on the spritz.
No,
I said, no, I'm not. Give me food, I'll eat it, okay? I love food, and it won't stop.
I don't know why people are embarrassed, even men.
Men are not embarrassed. I saw embarrassed. You're so embarrassed, man.
Yeah.
Fetzel?
Whatever, I'm saying, I know a few people, like,
Somebody told me a cousin of mine is on it. She was heavy her whole life. Now she's like skinny. She says it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
He's right. United announced the flights are canceled till August.
Yeah, United. Who's going through Jordan?
You can also take a boat ride, by the way, a 7-hour boat ride
across the Mediterranean. Across the Mediterranean.
Why don't you call Thunderberg?
Thunderberg.
Whatever
it is. It took her a week to get out.
It went from Holzburg to Thunderberg.
Okay, anyway. One thing, Jordan is allowing people to go in?
Yeah, you can go to the U.S. Embassy. Well, the U.S. Embassy is going to make sure it's safe to go.
They opened up the crossing?
They're opening the crossing, but they're opening up tomorrow. They're opening up the crossing.
And what? So you could go to Jordan and fly?
Fly your Jordan to Europe, and then from there you can go to America.
So Penny Lachman will get home in a week.
And
Rozelle. Penny will get out, but Rozelle's not going to because Rozelle's got to... You have to have money to do this, you know what I mean? It's going to be a massive go through Jordan. Scary.
Yeah, but the U.S. Embassy, they're facilitating it. They're going to make sure that...
What are they going to make sure?
They have American troops in Jordan.
They'll send the tanks
they do?
To Washington.
I think so.
Yeah. Why don't they go through Egypt?
Yeah. Egypt? Because...
You also get to Jordan. Egypt, you got to go all the way to
Alpha. I was by Jordan. I was by Jordan. You ever went to that place where they tivel? There's a place. It's touching Jordan.
Yeah.
It's called... I went there a while ago, and I went now with my daughter. It was on the way. He asked me, my driver, do you want to go? I said, yeah, I'll go. It was boiling hot. Basically, they tie in that Yashka toiveled in this water. It's filthy water.
Why?
And you know, all the guys with the dots, these religious dot people, they come, they toivel in this water, and there's Israeli soldiers and Jordan soldiers right next to each other. It means you have Israeli soldier here, Jordan soldier here. If you go over the red line, it says in Hebrew and Arabic and English, you will get shot by a Jordan soldier and vice versa. On the other side of the water is Jordanians tiveling in this water because it's a place where Yashka was tiveled. It's right there. You see the Jordan soldiers right, they like look you down, you know. You're literally 20 feet from them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. No, go in. Filthy green water that ladies are going in. They go with their clothing.
Yeah, sure.
They come out, they stink. The showers, I didn't smell them, but. Yeah, this is a Yashka Shmenderik. Anyway, so back to the.
Nobody bought pizza. That's the end of the day.
It's very disappointing.
Yeah, why did you bring pizza?
You need it? No, nobody here needs it. Everybody here is overweight.
No, only the Malavi.
Wow,
that's
exactly. You have to eat it.
Malavi. You do it at home in a bakavatik way for the Malavi. Not for the bike.
But every single week I have to be much in every city. I look forward to it at home. I'm like, we have to go. Okay, I might send that every single week.
Want me to make you a pizza when I come home?
No.
I'll put something into the toast oven for you, in the microwave, and make you a little.
Fresh
dough,
fresh.
What do you want? What can we make you? A little margarita? A little bruschetta? You want me to make you a little bruschetta?
The more you talk about food, the more I want to throw off.
And I'm not on the spritz, and I also can't look at food. So we're in the same boat. Me and him are in the same boat.
What happened to you?
How much could you eat? Have the spritz.
No, without the spritz. The lumbus, but without the
right.
Without the actual item.
I got a lot of things got out of my head. I'm saying I like real food now, and the only thing that really I like. Only certain things like certain wafers. And certain cookies, but otherwise I'm off of every. I don't like. I got out of everything. I got out of my system, like the sugar. Those. I ate those candies for a year. You know what are they called?
Fruzies.
Whatever called.
Fruzies. Yeah.
I have no interest in them.
Really?
Yeah. I stopped taking. I stopped drinking. Eating. Any.
I got some veggies. Some.
What do you got going?
Dill, look at the amount of dill I got.
Dill's buggy.
Oh,
Bill's buggy.
This you have growing in your bag? You hear this stuff?
It's buggy.
Chives.
It's buggy.
You wash it. You clean it. My wife found real bugs in there. She cleaned it.
Nah, I'm not going to do that with you.
I'm asking you to do it with me. Dill's I already used. I already made dips.
Okay, please, when you make fettuccine, please kosher stuff.
Well, once you put it in the blender, it's fine.
We made chimichurri. Delicious.
Yeah. You put it into the blender, it's fine.
I also have the chemistry.
Clean base acid.
How do you get the bugs out?
You don't have to clean by sis. If you put it in the blender, it's fine.
You can't
eat
see
the bugs.
What, if you blind,
put
it up?
In the blender.
Grind it up?
Well, you put it in the blender, there's no problem with bugs, right?
Exactly.
I have hives.
I didn't take the basil. I have two basils this year, regular and Thai basil. Thai basil is a little, has like a little spicier.
Anyway, I have Thai basil. Anyway,
I have
belly basil.
I just want to tell you something. I stopped drinking. It was very good. I stopped drinking any sweetener. For Pesach, I used to drink 15 cups of Coke a day. Diet Cokes. I had in my office cans, gold Diet Cokes, and Snapple. For Pesach, I don't eat this stuff. So what am I going to do? I'm like addicted to this stuff. So I stopped cold turkey. And in my coffee also, no Splenda, just milk. Just milk with my coffee. No sugar, no nothing. I haven't had any Splenda, none of the Splenda stuff. No, it's very good. Once you get used to it, you get used to it. No, I like milk.
I like milk.
No, I use red milk for fat. Anyway, milk is a little sweet. Anyway, I stopped. I think that sweetness that I'm drinking made me want the sweets and stuff.
I told you that. I said it's a gateway drug. That's
yeah. I'm totally off of it. I have no interest in, like, sugar. I'm not really interested. I'm not, in, like, doesn't make a big rush on me. I mean, I could use a good piece of meat. Meat, fish, I love that. That's like a good shtick of cheese, you know, the 6-hour one. Woo!
Which one?
You heard the Israeli guy, he only keeps 1 hour, the general, the Sfari general.
The salami and
halavi. They only able to kill the halavi 6 hours after the salami.
It wasn't too funny when we got the first time. Hassan Sulami and halavi.
That was good with the helmet. I got it real good.
Good line. I give you a kiss. See, I repeated it, but I don't have
to. Yeah, yeah, the baich. Helmet cracks himself up. He laughs, but he doesn't move. I said, you ever get a rash of laughing, the belly going up and down? You know, like, what's wrong with you? Good. It was good. A real helmet. He'll be over soon. Send him a text. Please come in a half hour with the latest update.
There's nothing new that anything that you heard, you heard.
Okay. No, he goes to the Arabs. Okay, so basically, let's continue. I got a lot to do tonight. So, there's three shvuos in the Torah. It's called shvuos Maidim Mixus. Shvuos Eid Echod. And a shvuah, Hashomrim. Those are three shvuos in the Torah. Those are not shvuos on Neutlin. They're shvuos hapoitra, means you swear and you party yourself. Mishnah over here is going to say that there are many shvuos on Neutlin, but there are banan. So, kol shvuah shab Torah nishbanim v'le mishalman. V'eilu nishbanim v'neutlin. These are the ones. Hasachir, very important. Now, I don't want your blood pressure to go up, Morty, but unfortunately, this is what we're going to talk about. Sachar means that a guy does work for someone, and then he goes to the guy and he says, "Hey, listen, I just finished the trim on your house. You owe me $18,000." The guy says, "I don't know what you're talking about. I paid you yesterday. You don't remember? You came. I gave you the full money up front. Are you nuts? You didn't pay me anything." So that's shvus hanoitl. That's shvus. That's sachar. Hanigzel means the Gemara says we're talking about that a guy. The Mishnah is going to explain later on that the guy saw you going to this house. By Nichbal, Nichbal is the punchy. Basically, I walk into Helmut's house and I have two Aiden see me walk in. Everything's fine. I walk out with two black eyes. Hey.
You should thank your lucky stars.
Helmut.
Some people who walk into
the house. Helmut says, you came into my house, you walked into a wall. I didn't touch you. I say, what are you talking about? I didn't walk into no wall. No wall could do this. Look what's going on. We'll see what that means. It means that, let's say, Yerman is supposed to make a shvua, but he's a mafricha yainim. He's a bird cat. He's a bird flicker.
Poker player.
Yeah.
He's a poker player.
He flays
pokers.
We'll see what that is. Also, v'chenveni alpin kasoy is, yeah, eats mehamad. I don't know.
That's it.
We spotted him by a siyam once.
I have no problem going to the siyam. Just make it a normal time. Make it 7 in the afternoon. People are busy. People want to do it.
Sunday, you're not busy.
Definitely busy. 7 o'clock? It's mamash the height of the busyness.
That's, we'll see what it means. Basically, if I send my kids to the store, the Mishnah is going to give a lot of different ways of it will come out. Because it is, we'll see. So Gemara explains. The Mishnah explains. This is like a Mishnah Gemara. Morty, you want me to do the Mishnah? I'm doing it for you. Hasache Ketzad. Amalai, Tainli Schari. Basically, I do a roofer guy. Hey, could I get paid? Sheshi Biotcha, where menasati? What are you talking about? You don't remember yesterday? I gave you cash, the whole thing. What? Nothing. Who nishma benaito? So then I swear, the roofie swears. Abudaimer, Achtesha mixed aidah. No, has to be mixed aidah. Okay, so I'm like tennis car. I say chamishim dinner. You owe me $50. Sheshi biotcha, warmer is come out to dinner. What do you mean? I gave you a dinner. I owe you a rest. That's where I make a shul.
Why is it different than mitzvahs?
No, Maidim Mixus is the other side. Over here, he's not being Tavea. I'm being Tavea.
But it's still Maidim Mixus. Why is he saying that you need to have a Mixus?
You need to have Maidim Mixus. Otherwise, you cannot make a Shavuot. This is Nishban V'Noitlim because it's we'll see why the Chacham said that these guys are Nishban. Next one. Nigzal. Ketzal. I'm eating a schnitzel basically. Yerman and Numak see Wolf going to my house. Lamashkana, Schleber Shus. Suomer, clean a tata. I took one keli. I took the lawnmower. Wormer, no. Kli is mine? No, one keli. Went in to take a mashkin. Wormer, lena tata. Sorry.
Kelai
natati. Oh, Kelai natati. Wormer, lena tata. He says, no, you didn't. Who knows me when I told? We don't actually show mixes I do. Okay, so I'm going to shnei kenel a tata. Oh, this is a case, yeah. But who I may learn a tata la echod, that's where it's a problem. Nechbal. What is Nechbal? The punchy. Ketzer. Are you meeting us? Nechus tachs yodo. Basically, Sholem. Yerman and Numak say that I went into the Wolf's house. Regular, everything. Midigansa kelem. The Yotzachavl. Come out punched out. I'm a lechaval to be. Hey, you punched me. Why am I lechaval to? You walked the wall. I was in Nishbam Naito. We don't even ask Hashem. Okay, so I'm a lechaval to be. Shnaim, I learned a lechaval to be. But chalaka, it's only one punch. I don't know. Now, it wasn't both cheeks. The other cheek was your problem. You moved your head. So you
were.
Which
would mean one injury is never shy.
There was no backhand slaps. Only forehand slaps.
Anyway, okay, Vaiter. What's the baby's name? No, Sinsky had a baby. What's the baby's name?
Aaron Mordechai.
Very nice. And Dr. Sinsky, Dr. Sinsky was the Sandik?
Dr. Sinsky was a Sandik.
Or Kvata, because he's looking to build a family.
Dr. Sinsky was Sandik.
Nice. How's Evelyn?
Oh, she's great. She's great.
Did you sing?
I sing. I died.
Okay, one second.
So you think they're crazy, like, you know, okay, they, it's about Krishna, right?
They have finished.
They
finish.
30, so like,
it's not 30.
Like,
oh,
so
how
are
you
going to
make
that?
What happened?
You have 12 minutes. It's not
like oil, Israel struck Israeli oil refinery in Haifa.
They struck it? Israel struck it?
No.
The Iranian missile hit it?
Yeah, the White Institute of Science suffered a direct hit.
In the Atsushalayim.
Are you sure you have the right information?
What's Haifa?
Centralism.
Are you sure? I think it happens.
I get the news before it
happens. Are you working BP?
He's tied into the
mikvah.
Whatever they have in the mikvah, he has right away. 9:12.
Finished Shema. So you also want me to be ready for Shema Nesrei? By 12? That much I don't know if we can ask you to do, but look.
If you could.
You can't sing anything. How are you going to sing anything called?
The new Rav that speaks Meir.
Who's the Rav there?
Kupuasa.
Oh, he's very good, that guy. I know him very well. Shruli.
He spoke amazing.
Very edel guy.
Give a pick of Yavashir, like, you know, a half hour before Meir.
Yeah,
he's a Rebbe. He's a 10th grade Rebbe in Upper Minsk.
Yeah,
he's great, amazing.
So he moved there?
No, they rent my house. They come only Shabbos during the week. I guess he drives.
I guess
he's
gonna move over.
Eventually, they're building a shul.
Lives on Central.
They rent my house. It's funny. The Ari Stern's building a shul like right across the street from where they're building a shul.
because that's where his kid lives, right?
Yeah, Ari Stern wants to make a shul for his kid, so his kid could be a rav.
Yeah.
So he's building a master shul. Like, you know,
where's the
place is not bad. I don't know how big enough
it
is to sustain two big
shuls. His son
could
be a rav.
Which street?
That sounds like fun.
I mean, on
High
School and Farm.
Like,
you
have the money.
You know who he's married to.
Who?
The Ferber's grandkid.
Who?
Ari Stern's son. David Stern's married to Ferber's grandson, Ferber from Flatbush.
He's rough age already? He's
35.
35.
Oh, it's way past the top age.
He has a kid at 35.
He was my camper.
Ari
he's
Stern?
Not 35.
Ari Stern's kid?
Yeah, he's not 35. David Stern's not 35.
Maybe he's not double, maybe it's his oldest kid. I think.
It's his oldest son. He's 30.
Okay.
I say he's 32.
Okay.
Don't tell me 34 and a half. Like,
yeah.
32 or 35 is a different
33.
Age. It's like 45.
It's a whole
different
level.
A whole different level. They both don't have the schreiber.
Was
barely
it over 50 or under 50? That's all I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, exactly. 33 or 34.
What are you talking about? Are you over or almost 50?
This one.
How many gray is there on the picture? That's its important thing.
How old was the Rav when he took the job? How old was the Rav when he took the job? 35.
The Rav is 50 now? Just 15 years ago.
34?
He was probably 34.
So his Shver also went to Mishul, you see?
Rav shredded in the middle of the shul. If he would hear you say that, he would chop your head off. He says, the rabbi shred built in my shul. If you hear him say that, he'd be mad shenemo. Happily, he didn't know what's called. Anyway, okay, let's go weiter. Yeah, choshed
beautiful, though. Very, very. There were two Shabbos person there.
Oh, wow.
Hess had a double header.
So he walked in?
Yeah.
A long walk.
His daughter lives like 45 in Howell. The daughter was 45 minutes away.
Wow.
The man was motion nervous for the prison. They wouldn't give up a prison.
Yeah, no. He had a double, though. There was another person made a two shot.
Well, one guy got two?
Yeah, no. Hess got two. He made two.
Oh, I thought one guy had two pipics.
So he didn't know the babies were lined up
okay.
On the table there, one after the other. You know, it's a kvata.
I think it's a straight line.
Kvata.
He goes upwards a little bit, the second one by mistake. Like what?
Let's go.
Takes a little too much. You know?
Baron was there?
Overlooking the process.
I heard he walks in no matter what.
That was a good hit. The rabbi wasn't here. Shabbos either.
The rabbi wasn't here. Boom wasn't here. You weren't here. Okay, Schnau wasn't here. Penny's not here. I didn't dominate today. There was at 8:50. There were 17 people in Mismatch. I'm not kidding you.
I believe it.
I don't know what's going on.
Every single.
Nobody here.
What is something? Like, I said
it was 8:20. There wasn't a minion.
The lifespan of a shul is 40 years. You know, you're already cutting it short.
It's not. It's just this early bird. The Elam is had it.
Every time you go from 8:30 to 8:20,
the Elam is done.
You lose 20 people, and out of those 20 people, 5 people come back.
Wait, laser silver diamond by Mavakshi
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. First time.
Wow.
He down for Amr?
Whoever it is in the shul that's makbar on this eight on this model thing, they're single-handedly contributing to a huge decline.
I gotta move back already.
Well, you like 8:20?
I love it. Yeah, that's what I mean. I want to make my Krishna. Oh, Shane, I'm
not.
You're not
moving back.
I'm not too
medicated. You don't have a seat.
That's it.
You don't have a seat.
I never had a seat.
No. Now I'm serious. Don't even come back.
So his question was that I think it's Man Krishman starting time. So he said that they started having a Sachsfar and they switching and making it early because Man Krishma. He said, he makes Man Krishma. He's like, it's the best of both worlds. Daven a Sachsfar and makes Man Krishma.
Anyway, okay, whatever. I'm not getting involved with this. I've bigger fish to fry.
So where did the yeshiva time did they start?
She was 8:00.
Okay, thank you.
So if you make shachar, if you make shachar,
the month of shachar, you want to daven at 7:00. Daven at 7:00.
Make shachar 8:20 year round, and you're done. You're finished with it.
You have to know your crowd. There's something called about knowing your crowd.
You get all the people upset.
No, why aren't you?
Why not 8:45? The whole day. What are you 8:20?
So it's
hard work. So go up and down. So go up. Go all the way up to 7:00.
No.
No,
because central court is a bunch of crazy people.
If you make it 8:20, it makes my fish my year round.
Why can't you move it up?
Why can't we 8:45?
I don't know, because once you move up, if you ever have shachar at 8:30 or 8:45, and you move to 8:20, the other one gets all ungiyum.
Leave it at 8:45.
But then don't sweat. But then mask him. Oh, 1,000%.
This shul needs 8:45. Right now, that's what the shul needs.
It should have been 8:45.
Should have been two years ago. But
have been
whatever.
After COVID, and they started 8:45.
Should have stayed 8:45.
Should have stayed that way. Whoever went back down.
The crowd here is 8:45.
Okay.
There's no 7 o'clock crowd here. There's no 8:20 crowd here.
Go to Newport.
That's not a crowd.
Go to Newport.
I said crowd. The shul overwhelmingly. I'm not asking what's louder. Overwhelmingly, the shul would be very excited to have the shul down at 8:45. So that's what you go with. You go with the whole shul. Now, the rabbi feels in apialoch he can't. Okay, so that's his prerogative.
Even
I mean, you also
rabbi,
need a minion to daven
in
apialoch.
The rabbi had said publicly, Barabba, many times. He doesn't care. No problem. He won't have his
fire. Yeah,
he says it many times, Barabba. He says, the non-Christian thing is not me. So it's not me?
Right. Who is it?
I don't know who it is.
I know one of the people.
No, Bumi would do 9 o'clock. Bumi would do 9 o'clock.
I don't know who it is.
I want to say, there's one thing, when you go to a late minyan, you go down any shtibel, there's no lachatz. The lachatz, that he's saying that Agada is the Sman Krishma. I'm not saying that to make Sman Krishma, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling Alocha, because don't do whatever. This lachatzin, if you want to know how they felt in Mitzrayim, it was a minyan that started at 8:20, and a guy standing by the armin next
to
you,
with the watch.
Like this.
There's one other.
What a look! It's the Vesika guys.
No, he's watching with the watch.
The same category.
The guys,
certain guys that go up and schlep when they get up, they gargle when they're up.
I don't know. You're going to hold different. There's no shaykhs. No, mechlal not.
I was davening shaykhs today, and one guy's on
8:58. No, mechlal not. Mechlal not.
Do you have a watch? Because the clock is only on the side. It's not on the front. You have a watch, right? We have to be done. Shem and Kechem MS by 9:12.
Those guys are lechitzin. When you daven later, things don't matter so much.
Yeah.
When the whole shul's mad,
when the whole shul is mad at
8:20, no matter who davens for the amen, it's mad. No matter what happens, everybody's mad. The whole shul is just mad.
The oilam can't even come out of coffee because the oilam's upset.
No.
He's probably one of the biggest shuls, like after behind him, 400 families. Like,
no.
Huge shul. Very from, you know.
No. I'm done with from
no
guys.
Clock.
Go ahead.
There's no clock in the shul. They don't have a clock.
Okay, that guy's also crazy.
Because.
Why can't
he
be normal?
He speaks. What are you looking at the clock where the Rav speaks? He speaks for 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh man, I don't want to talk to him about it. Fine, anyway, let's go.
I have to make Zvon Krishma, how do you know about it?
As long as he Davin talks after Davin.
I say, can you give him an option? It's such a stupid thing, because everybody has watches.
Amul Gavain was nowhere else to go. It was us, Rabbi.
You know the Maisa with the, you know the Maisa with the Rav.
Now there's plenty of other places.
The Rav is big orator, how do you say?
Orator.
It comes from Orator. Grace Aradner came to Ashtut, and they invited him to speak in the main synagogue. And he brings big pile of svarim like this, and he gets to the front. There's nobody there. There's not a person in sight. So he starts going off. The guy, a hunchback guy, goes and says, "I geht nicht reden." He says, "Nobody here." He says, "What am I, chopped liver? I'm here. I'm ready to listen. Oh, you want me to speak?" And he picks the whole pile of svarim, puts it on top, and he's going at it, and going at it, and going at it. And he finishes, he says, the Rav says, Ashkayach, after an hour and a half, the Rav says, "Nu, you enjoyed?" He says, "I want to tell you a story." There was once Yankel the shepherd. Yankel the shepherd, he had a lot of sheep. One day, the sheep didn't have a lot of sheep, he had a few sheep, but he had a certain amount of food that came every day. Came every day, the food came, and he dumped it all for the sheep. And they ate it, and they got a stomachache. And he says, "You don't dump
all the food
on three sheep. He says the same thing. You don't dump the whole drasha on one guy in the Beis Medrash. I'm willing to listen, but nishas ayvil. So you know what I mean? Anyway, weiter. Still a shapsel, yeah. So Nechpal. So we got to the, okay, that was the smacks, right? Now up to Shekinah L'chad HaShavua. This is tomorrow's Blatt Morty. Sorry. Ketzat. Yeah, you can turn off the...